Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
We got the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
And it's Jamie.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show. We kick off the show every day with something we call Chris's Question, where I ask these two an absolutely absurd question.
Okay.
And try to get to the best answer. Now, if you had to have, if your hair had to be made out of pasta.
Okay.
What noodle are you choosing? Now, it's wet. Like, it's cooked. Cooked pasta.
Cooked pasta, not just sticking straight up.
Yeah, what noodle are you choosing for your hair?
Well, I guess the obvious choice for some people would be angel hair pasta.
Yeah. Too thin.
Yeah.
Oh, you could
really have to have long hair. Like, it has to be the size you can't cut it. Like, you can't take an angel hair noodle and cut it to, like, the length of hair you want.
It has to be the length of it, not broken?
The length of...
Like, you're supposed to boil it?
Sure.
Lasagna.
Big wavy pieces of flappy.
It'd be like a big mat.
You'd look ridiculous.
It'd be like a big helmet.
It would look stupid.
Like, I kind of think maybe rotini. I wouldn't mind some rotini hair.
Curly.
Yeah.
Just little curls.
Short and curlies.
Like little, like pretty. The little mini dreads they spin, you know?
Like bow ties would look stupid. Shells would look gross.
Yeah, shells would look bad.
Shells would look weird.
Elbows, like for macaroni, like for craft dinner.
That would be the worst.
Be
you just look like you had like a short kind of.
I think I'd go rotini.
Mm. What about fusilli?
Fusilli.
So every day you could...
No, I don't. That would make fusilli. Me feel too silly.
Yeah.
I don't want a fusilli.
All right. What about your big fat...
Your rigatoni.
Rigatonis.
What ones do you like there? No, it was something else.
Oh, pepperdelles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're long.
Making
they're wide, but long.
You'd be the fun
Ever
guy.
Had long hair in my life. And here comes pepper.
It come no, me or you something. Just ruined it. It's totally ruined.
Yeah, no, I think I'm gonna go rotini.
Okay,
that's for noodle hair.
Sure. James, what's your call?
I'm sticking with lasagna.
You're still going with lasagna.
Lasagna. Yeah.
Your big dumb flat flappy head. It looks like skin.
Yeah.
It
looks like
skin.
It'd be
like
gross.
A big skin sales hanging off the top of your head. But that's a terrible answer. Sorry, I asked this question.
I don't know.
Sorry. I'll do better.
We'd all let it look like those crafts we made as children.
Yeah. Totally.
Mom, I made you an ornament. Oh, thanks.
That's great. I'd have to watch my bag every time I turn around. Jamie would nibble it on my hair.
Yeah.
Orzo?
No.
Be short. It'd be like a buzz cut.
Look like you
like big rice.
Maggots on your head.
Oh, the pastini. It's not really pasta. I guess it's the same.
It is.
But is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But gnocchi, does that count?
That's potato.
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 Yeah. Doesn't German count.
Potato.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm sticking with rotini.
All right. Okay. That's fine. Good answer.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We're being used as guinea pigs out here in Ottawa.
Okay.
And Gatineau. They're going to start, our good friends over there at Timmy Horton are going to...
Tom Hortons?
Yeah. Tom Hinton's are going to start testing plastic-free, fiber-hot beverage lids.
Okay.
So it's 6 weeks as part of a broader effort to reduce single-use plastics. They're going to move forward with a guest-friendly alternative to plastic lids that are easier to compost or recycle while accounting for a better drinking experience.
Do they disintegrate?
Like the straws?
Yeah, when you use them.
I'm assuming it's
coffee.
Oh,
quick.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're probably just going to be compostable, no?
Oh.
Or they're just going to be like, they're going to be...
I told you what they're going to be.
No, I know, but they're still going to look like and feel like plastic, no?
No idea.
Is there no
picture
of it? Isn't
there other places that... Look
not
at
in this
U-line,
article.
If you go to uline.ca,
right.
They supply all the stuff like that, I imagine.
Okay.
A couple good contracts. And they have a compostable paper hot cup lid, but when you look at it...
It just looks like plastic.
Plastic lid.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it now. It looks just
the
like the ones you have on your cups right now.
Yeah.
I might have one. How do I know? How do you know if you have one?
Without the tab.
There's no tab? Oh, like, they just have that little slip.
Yeah, like these black ones you've seen at like the gas stations.
Yeah.
I think those are.
Those are?
I think.
All right. I miss the old Timmy's lids, the flat ones. I liked them.
So with the flip tab?
Yeah. I know it was a pain in the ass tab sometimes, but I liked them better. It was made it more drinkable.
What was the reason for the switch?
People didn't like them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Enough people didn't like them.
Because I would find like at least 30% of the time the tab wouldn't stay where you wanted it to stay.
I pushed my tab in, actually.
You pushed it in?
Yeah, it made for a longer drinking experience.
Oh.
You are such a particular fellow.
No, I'm just saying I would push my tab in.
You know, I'd be so annoyed trying to drink it. It's like...
I would rip it off.
A paper thing flapping in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's a flap.
Like plastic. If you folded it back and it stuck, great. Sure. If it didn't,
yeah, that's what I mean.
I would just rip it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there was always the concern of if they put the mouth part on the seam of the cup, people didn't like that.
I did not like that. Yeah, yeah. That would really bother.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
That would even...
You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised I don't eat the whole cup. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have one. I think the two here that I have, the coffee that I just finished and the tea that the good folks at Kiss just brought us.
Yeah.
I think they're both the old lids.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list of places with all the new lids.
Okay.
And Courtney did not go to one of those locations.
Okay. Bank Street?
Yeah, I'm not going to read them all. There's so many.
There's two on Bank.
Yeah. A couple on King Edward. One on Sparks. They're mostly downtown. Hmm. A couple on Rideau.
Yeah. But if you have one, let us know.
Yeah. If there's any difference at all.
Yeah. We want to know. We need to experiment here.
It wouldn't be so silly to literally make them like the material of the trays. Imagine that was your coffee lid now.
They did this in PEI.
Yeah.
And they say the only complaint was tasted a little bit like cardboard. So,
well, that doesn't improve the drinking experience.
No.
That's a pretty big complaint.
Yeah.
And valid, I would think. Oh, the only small complaint is your coffee now tastes like cardboard.
Hopefully it doesn't smell like those drink trays because they smell smell a little bit like vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones they shove on.
Yeah.
I never want.
Imagine it was that material. It would just disintegrate in your
mouth. Well, it's not going to be that material, obviously.
Let us know, please.
Yeah, please. If you get one, leave it on our Dougie line.
Yeah, leave
if
a review. One,
please, 216-384-9 or 216-Dougie. And don't lie and pretend like you've had one when you haven't. You'll know if you have. But yeah, 3.3 million plastic lids. That's what they're trying to stop doing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a lot of lids. I think that was just in one area.
I was going to say, that seems like not...
No, yeah, that was
seems low
in the Vancouver area. Anyways, yeah. We can't give you a review because I don't know when they start. It doesn't say when they start. This thing is starting to roll them out this week. Okay.
This week. Lids.
Maybe we'll steal Courtney later in the week and try to send her to some of these locations and find a new lid. Regardless, if you have had one, leave a review on our Dougie line, please. 216-3849. 216-Dougie. Always got to mess with a good thing, eh?
Yeah.
Just to save the turtles again. Man, these turtles. They must do so much for us. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. We're the Biggs and Bar Show. It's a spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. I'm going to go first quick because
we
had a little meaning après show yesterday.
Yes, we did.
About how our big party there in Carlton Place for the March Madness of Small Towns victory is going.
Oh, yes.
And it is pretty well, I guess, would be an understatement.
Coming together.
Yeah.
So many people stepping up to join us that day and make that May the 4th an absolutely ridiculous good time in Carlton Place. So we're excited. We're still looking for folks. If you want to join the festivities, go to Shea106.com and fill out the form. Whether you're an entertainer of some sort or the more carnival atmosphere we have, the better.
Yeah,
so
lots of fun stuff.
You want to join or you're a business that thinks you can contribute, Shea106.com. Kind of your last week to sort of probably jump in on it.
Yeah, because then we'll actually
lay it out, make sure it's all organized.
Put the logistics together.
But it's going to be a great time if you're out that way. Even if you're not, maybe come out and celebrate. Come see what the big hubbubaloo is all about in Carlton Place.
Did you combine hubbub and hullabaloo?
Hubbubaloo, yeah. Yeah, hey, that's what we do here. We're word combiners.
What's hubbub? Is that more of like a...
I don't know.
Like a ruckus?
I don't really know. It's gum to me.
Hubbub is a ruckus, where hullabaloo is a... Yeah, hubba bubba.
Who would like to go next, Steph?
I'll go.
Genius insight. Okay.
So, we all know people like this. Anyone listening, you know someone like this, maybe at work. Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh, right.
You might know some that wear them every day.
Yeah.
Or from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, what you got to do is, for this day... is wear your pajamas to work.
Oh, okay. That's what you do. You wear
nothing
your
crazy. Yeah.
You guys, what if you sleep in just boxers, though?
Wow. I was going to say, you guys are lucky that I didn't know about this in advance because I'd have been sitting here in the nude.
Well, that's not wearing your pajamas to work, then.
I don't wear pajamas.
Well, then you can't participate. Sorry. Not every day is for everyone. Okay?
Well, I'm not.
It's not come to work nude day. All right? I know you've been trying real hard to have, make that happen for over a decade, but it's not happening. All right, well, none of us wear. Yeah. You wear pajamas? I imagine you, Jamie, for some reason, I know this is not the case, but in like those old silky button-up.
Like an old, yeah.
With a cap, like in the night before Christmas.
A cap with a silky button-up.
Mama in her kerchief and
I in my cap settled down for a long winter's nap.
I don't know why I see that for you. It all
they
laid
look
out.
Comfy as hell.
Yeah. It just feels like it'd be...
Yeah, it'd be too much.
Yeah. Like tea and boxers, man. That's the way to go. But, all right. Jason, what do you got?
Well, you guys have those doorbell cameras, right?
I do, yeah.
Yes.
So, do you have the ones that shoot things at people?
What?
I'm sorry.
It's a Kickstarter. It's called Paint Cam Eve. And it's a doorbell camera that... is armed to shoot things at anyone who comes to your house who's not wanted.
Like,
it gives you a warning.
Bullets?
No, paintballs.
Oh, okay.
And cartridges of tear gas. It's obviously from
tear
America.
Tear gas?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
And shoot you with a paintball or tear gas, I guess, your choice.
Wow.
Yeah. It seems excessive.
It does seem a bit excessive.
I have dogs. They usually drive people away. Mm-hmm. If not, I go to the side light window. I don't even open the door and just wave my hand like an ignorant old man.
Like, get out of here. Well, I don't think, what, you would use this for like, just people coming to sell stuff?
I think it's more like
package intruders. Stealing or people trying to break into your home, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it's just for Jason. Yeah, wants to use it on people selling newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll tear gas you. Get out of my property.
You have to give them a choice. You want the gas or you want the paint?
Yeah.
I would be so confused. I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Have chocolate bars for my hockey team.
Yeah. Get out of here, kid.
Yeah.
You're going to get tear gas. You come around here with those chocolate almonds again, you're going to leave crying.
Yeah. What would you rather take? I'd take the paintballs over the tear gas.
Yeah. Oh, 100% I'd take
it. As long as it's not in the face. Yeah.
I guess it depends how tall you are.
Yeah, or if you're bending down.
Yeah, I'm just getting shot in the gut. Pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop. How big are these doorbells, though?
Yeah, they're obviously a little more.
Paintballs.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the O2 attacks doing a tear gas canister.
Yeah.
Like, has there ever been a more scared nation than America?
Oh, I don't think so. They're pretty afraid.
My God.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll pass on that. But thanks.
I'll leave it as well.
For now.
Yeah. Ignorant old man.
Get away. Yeah. Oh, so going to be so many tear gas.
Hell yeah.
It's available on the market. So many.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Call brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
My apologies. Call us 24 hours a day, 216-3849-216. Dougie, Jamie, what do you got?
You guys like the beach?
Yeah.
No. I like the beach.
Okay. We got opposites here.
Okay.
You like sandcastles all on the beach?
No.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well,
you guys see that new game show that is coming out or is already on, and it's a competition about building sandcastles professionally. I mean, those are pretty cool, but I mean, it's hosted by Maestro Fresh West, of all people. What a weird show. I don't know. Weird host too, eh?
He's a nice guy.
If you don't know who Maestro Fresh Wes is.
Uh-huh.
This is a throwdown, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. It's going to go.
First offense.
All of the mix. Go on and
break. Big fan of backbone sliding.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's Maestro's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's been kind of floating around the like hosting sort of gig for a couple of decades now, hasn't he? Like he'll pop in and out of shows. He's like, hey, there's that my Maestro.
Maestro, one song or two, right?
I am impressed by when you see like the professional sandcastles. Oh. Like,
it's impressive.
They are impressive.
Oh, it is impressive.
Or do they add stuff to the sand?
No.
Is it special sand or like straight up beach sand?
I think it's just straight up beach sand.
I think
it's
like I had a hard enough time.
They moisten it probably a little bit to shade
probably.
It.
Probably.
I saw a competition one time on Daytona Beach.
Oh, wow. Like live.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah, in person. And it was just, I just happened to be there. I didn't go there on purpose for the sandcastle competition. But they painted them. There was like a dragon and some like tigers and stuff. It was cool.
Any sort of massive sculpture thing like that, whether it's sand or ice or whatever, it's always super, like it's, hey, like that's.
Oh, yeah. Like the ice sculptures on Spark Street during Winterlude. They're pretty cool, too.
It's all cool. I just don't.
Would I do it?
No.
Like, I have enough time just filling up the bucket, tipping it over it to be in the same shape as the bucket. No. That was my sandcastle.
I'm more of a hole digger.
We've seen you color, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're not.
I would expect you to be able to do anything.
Your artistic precision is not.
Yes, it is. They're both artistic things. You are not artistic.
You have any more dunks?
I have the brain for it, just not the hands.
That's not a thing. That thing. You don't have the brain for it. Yes, you have the hands.
I have another Dougie line.
Thank you.
Hey, so I've been driving for about an hour now, and it's been raining pretty good, but like not hard enough to keep my wipers on, but it's raining enough that it makes my windshield so I can't see. But if I keep my wipers on, then it makes that stupid little fart sound every single time when my wipers come on. I don't know what else to do. Like every time I turn my wipers off and I got to turn back on again. But if I keep them on it's driving me insane. Like every single time I try to turn my wipers on, then it just makes that stupid little sound and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, you have to do the manual flick at that point.
Yeah. But I have a solution.
What's that?
You get new wipers.
It doesn't always fix
it. Yeah.
Sometimes
the rain is just not right. For your wiper settings.
Yeah, it's just not wet enough.
Do you guys have the automatic wipers on any of your vehicles?
I do.
I do. I don't like them.
It's never worked properly one time.
Pretty impressive, though.
But it can sense moisture.
It senses it, yeah.
Had an old 2001 Jetta.
Yeah.
One time, and they worked better on that one. But that was the only one.
It's
an old car.
Yeah.
I'm wait as long as you can to wipe wiper.
100%.
I literally can't see the road. Then I'm like, whoop, whoop. Yeah. Just one little manual. Whoop, whoop. Unless it's like actually to the point where you need them.
Yeah.
A little manual. Whoop, whoop.
If you're just joining us right now, Chris is talking about windshield wipers.
Yeah.
Whoop,
whoop. So I can give you until I can't see. Then it's the old manual. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Let it get so wet I can't see.
Yeah.
And then whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Mind out of the gutter today, boys.
Just saying, if someone had just joined us and they heard... I'm a wait as long as you can wiper.
Yeah.
Then they may have been confused. And
you're saying I was thinking about something totally different, too. Wow, that's crazy. So
those Shea guys again. Yeah. That's what someone would say.
Yeah, we're talking about windshield wipers.
That's all.
Like the most wholesome thing you could possibly talk about.
I don't know.
What's more wholesome than windshield wipers?
Like an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
That's what I was going to say. Baked good. Yeah, like an apple pie on the windowsill.
I've never thought of windshield wipers as wholesome.
Yeah, but there's nothing
innocent.
Like, nothing dangerous. You know, faux pas about windshield wipers.
Right. There's no wild opinions about them that are going to get you in trouble on social media.
No, fair enough.
Yeah. Except ones who don't use them.
Until you wait till you can't see.
You can't see that little manual whoop. All right.
I was also driving cars that didn't have them, and I had to lean out the window.
Oh yeah, that's
pour fluid on the windshield.
Oh yeah.
But you know, we've passed those days. Hopefully, we don't return to those ones.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto.
What?
On a Biggs and Barr show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but your first answer for each one is the one we count. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board. Every prize on our Plinko board has $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell.
All right. We have Chris on the phone.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. How are you guys?
We're good. You're all about the chit-chat there.
Oh, yeah. You know this. On the way in. You know what I mean? Keeping it coming.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's end it.
Good luck.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city does the movie SLC Punk take place in?
Oof.
What team did Michael Jordan play his final NBA game for 21 years ago today?
Chicago Bulls.
What old school wrestler was known for biting the turnbuckle covers off with his teeth?
Iron Sheik.
At which Ottawa Museum can you find the Crazy Kitchen?
The Museum of Science and Tech.
What was a cooler car, a 1989 5-liter Mustang or a 1989 Camaro?
5-liter Mustang.
All right, let's go over your answers. All right. What was a cooler car, a 1989 5-liter Mustang or a 1989 Camaro? I would say the Camaro. That's my choice.
Really?
Yeah, the IROC.
Yeah. Over the 5-liter Mustang?
It looked cooler, but...
No. I take
those
the Mustang.
Mustangs ripped, though, didn't
they? Yeah, they ripped those old 5-liter bad boys.
You can have that.
All right.
But we'll give that to him anyway.
Sure.
At which Ottawa Museum can you find the Crazy Kitchen? You did know it was the Canada Science and Technology Museum.
Yeah, there you go.
What old school wrestler was known for biting the turnbuckle covers off with his teeth? You said the Iron Sheik. That's
George,
incorrect.
Right?
George the Animal Steel. Iron Sheik was the Camel Clutch.
Yeah.
What team did Michael Jordan play his final NBA game for 21 years ago today? You said Chicago Bulls. That's incorrect. It was the Washington Wizards.
The Wizards.
And
his part owner or whatever it was.
Yeah.
What city does the movie SLC Punk take place in? You said, oof.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. It's Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, you seem like a nice enough guy, but just lousy performance.
Not
today,
the best.
I feel you. I feel you. I'll be back.
All right. Enjoy your day.
See you, Chris.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Well, you know.
He didn't send it like he said he wanted to.
Well, he did, but like way off the side
off
into the forest.
Yeah.
SLC,
short for Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just, I probably wouldn't have put that together quickly. And I just would have known the first answer to Salt Lake City because it's been the first answer
for a week,
for over a week now. That's how we roll. That's how Ottawa roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I hear you. Are you picking up what I'm putting down over here, kids?
Picked it up
and carried with it.
George the Animal Steel, was he Harry? Was he
the super hairy guy?
Harry,
yeah,
that would have sucked wrestling him.
Yeah, had a green tongue.
Apparently, he was a real sweet guy.
Probably.
Super sweet pro, like a real pro. But, his whole character, the green
just
tongue
gross.
And chewing on that.
Mm-hmm. Turnbuckle.
Turnbuckle.
Oh, and people probably thought he was just so scary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day.
The one that always makes me laugh is when they show King Kong Bundy now.
Yeah.
He's not that big. He's like an average fat guy. Like, he wasn't, like, he was pretty fat, but compared to, like, the earthquakes and the Yokozunas and the ones we've seen since.
Yeah.
He's nothing.
He's just like a big egg.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, listen, what time we got here? 2:18 after 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a pizza prank. And a car's for sale. Very special car's for sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe we can
get it. The DeLorean?
Nope, we can get a GoFundMe going to grab it.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Once an hour, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Me or you, Jason, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I like a good prank. We all like a good prank. As long as it's creative and fun.
Yes, creative.
I posted a picture on the Facebook page of someone who's been leaving hot dogs in their neighbor's mailbox every day for quite some time.
It's great.
Which I find funny.
No reason at all. I love it.
There's a fellow from Edmonton who is being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza. So far, it's been about $1,000 worth of pizza.
Damn.
They are sending them to his home and his work. Justin Rybicki. Didn't order the pizza. He likes pizza, but he doesn't want that much pizza, and he also doesn't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I checked my emails, and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rybicki canceled the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. And I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
It doesn't sound like a bad thing, getting pizza delivered to
your
house. Although $1,000 worth.
So he has to pay for it?
No, he sent it away. But I guess,
like, if he took it, he'd have to pay for it.
The pizza company doesn't know that.
It's not paid for. It's not like somebody just keeps sending prepaid pizza.
No. So the franchise out there, Pizza 73, they have no idea it's not him. So they're like, they're mad at him for not paying for the pizza they're delivering to his house and work all the time.
So it's more a prank on the pizza company.
Yeah, they're losing the money.
They just chose this poor sucker to be the...
Yeah.
That is.
If anyone wants to do the prepaid pizza prank, yeah, we're willing. Willing to be the.
Geez, someone bought us pizzas again.
2001 Thurston Drive is our address here.
Hey,
have it sent over in the morning. Right. Or not also particular. It could be other food too.
Like, yeah,
it
all
doesn't
food.
Need to be pizza.
All food is welcome. All right. Well, yeah. Hopefully, they figure it out. That poor company. Maybe it's the maybe you're right. Maybe it's the company they're trying to prank. Maybe,
yeah.
maybe. They're the ones they're mad
using
at.
Using him as their
and just using this poor schmuck. guys.
Yeah.
Are either you in the market for a $1.5 million white Bronco?
Oh no, I'm not. Not in the market for a $1.5 million anything.
Because O.J. Simpson's infamous white Bronco currently on loan to Alcatraz East, to a crime museum.
Okay.
But they're thinking about its owners who have lent it to that museum are thinking about selling it, and they're going to be asking at least $1.5 million for it. So they have had offers already up to about $750,000.
Wow.
For the car, but they think, you know, if they get an auction going, they can get more than that. So,
oh, yeah. Huh. And it's in the news, right? Kind of.
They say it's just a coincidence. They've been talking about selling it.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if
you're why is it at a crime museum if he was never convicted?
Well, the chase,
well, the chase
was a crime.
Is still a crime.
I guess come on.
Yeah.
And he was found civilly responsible.
Yeah, that's not criminally, though.
Just not criminally. So, financially, he was totally responsible for a crime he didn't commit.
Yeah.
But criminally, he was not.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Did you see that he made his children had to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement,
oh,
on
really?
His deathbed?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. They had to sign something, so obviously he...
He what?
Who knows?
Wrote said a something. Book about how he did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
And then said if I had done it?
If he did it.
You know what? When I first heard that, I thought that's just nonsense. That's just like a myth. It's actually true. He actually wrote a book.
Oh, yeah. Of course he did. Yes.
I did. I thought people were just making jokes.
No, and the Goldmans got the publishing rights, I believe.
Yeah.
So they made all the money off of it.
Don't you remember he also said he was looking for the killer on the golf courses?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Never know. They'll never know. Killed his ex-wife.
Yeah, he'll never know. He went to
his grave, never knowing who the real killer was.
The real killer was. Out there somewhere. Anyway, that's an expensive car.
You can get a new white Bronco for a little cheaper.
A little
than
cheaper,
that.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
cheaper, and it doesn't have dead Lex wife blood in it somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think that one did either. Otherwise, might have been convicted.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. There's a bit,
I mean, I'm sure there was a.
I don't really think the evidence mattered in that case, to be honest.
Hey, if it doesn't fit,
yeah, the gloves didn't.
Yeah,
fit.
Yeah, of course,
it doesn't fit.
Shriveled, dried, blood covered glove. Over another rubber glove.
Held his hand. He spread his hand out so he couldn't get it on.
Get it on.
And he had stopped taking his arthritis medicine, so his hands are all swollen.
I don't know if it went that far.
Oh, yeah. No. That's
anyway, if you want his car, you can buy it.
Anyways, yeah. Sweet Bronco. $1.5 million. It's a 93. I don't know how many Ks on it.
K anyways. For killings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a hot button issue we got to deal with coming up.
Yeah.
Our hot button is when there's a topic that's got some people going, people chatting about, people talking about around the water cooler in the cars, the workplace, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, currently, it is the new Tim Hortons lids that they are testing in the Ottawa and Gatineau area.
Are they environmentally friendly?
Yeah. Non-plastic, they biodegrade, all the things that, you know, the world wants from a lid on a coffee cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the world wants.
Some texting, because we talked about it earlier in the show a bit. People not impressed so far, those that have had the chance to use it. Somebody said they smell bad, like they stink.
Like
the,
like the coffee trays that smell a bit like puke.
That would make it unpleasant to drink.
Somebody said leave them alone. Like the world should leave the lids alone and maybe take the plastic off everything else that we're getting from corporations.
Oh, I hear
there is quite a bit of over plastic, and so I get that. Save your lids. Wet newspaper after three sips.
Three sips, come on.
To hell with the planet.
To hell with the planet.
That's really got people upset.
Yeah. And we got some stuff on our Dougie line too, right, James?
Yeah. Yes, we do here.
These new lids at Tim Hortons, pure trash. And just like all the other cardboard straws, and tastes like cardboard, and they get all soggy.
Yeah, definitely bring in my coffee mug so I can switch it into my mug. Thanks, Dems. The turtles.
Oh, wow. Yeah, F the turtles. It's just the straw. I think that the lids don't have anything. It's the straws. They say we're killing the turtles somehow.
Plastic straws, yeah.
Somehow some magic straw.
Going up their nose.
Yeah. It's massive. Well,
it's really just that one turtle like Coke.
Turtle. Yeah, maybe. He just had a bit of a cocaine problem.
We got another call in the
beginning. Okay.
I haven't used the new Tim Hortons lids, but I can't imagine they're that bad. I mean, is it really that big a deal? It would be nice, though, if they held the big companies to the same standards they seem to want us to follow. Anyways, it's just a lid. Love the show, guys. Have a great day.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
That's a fair point, holding the larger companies to a standard.
They love to blame the regular folks for destroying the planet when we are the smallest part of it.
Where do you buy, what's this, you were talking about the cucumber?
Oh, you go to Costco, and you'll get your 3-pack of English cucumbers. Which is sealed. They're all sealed together in plastic wrap. But then once you take that plastic wrap off, each individual cucumber also wrapped in plastic. So I'm not sure that's necessary.
Or go buy any little electronic part. In like a giant cardboard pack.
You have
and
to
then
use
that's
hedge
already,
clippers to open it.
To get through that plastic. come on. Like, really? You think our lids are, I mean, fine. But I'm not saying not everyone should do their part. But
I don't know what's happening, though, because I've been rinsing out my cans and everything.
I know. Yeah.
I've been recycling my cans, and the world is...
They don't even recycle the stuff we send them. Like, they say, well, this is unavailable.
Yeah, it has to be a number, right? What is it?
Specific plastic.
A specific plastic to get recycled.
The rest of it, they just chuck, like everything else, throw it in the ocean.
Now, you're right. It is just the lid. But if it makes it a less enjoyable experience, when some people, that's their best part of the day, is a morning coffee. You know what I mean? Now you got to taste puke cardboard, potentially.
How about we just use less plastic and just make the little part around where I sip plastic, and then the rest of it can be paper.
That's a good idea.
Okay. It's just the hypocrisy of punishing regular folk with, not punishing, but making our lives a little more irritating while doing nothing with the corporations making billions of dollars, like doing nothing to make them responsible, let alone even pay their taxes.
Yeah.
This is how long do we believe what we're told. But anyways, whatever. We have not used one yet. If you have used one, leave it on our doggy line, let us know. You know, if there's a positive review on one, maybe as opposed to that lady that she just has never used one yet, but they're in like 20 of the Tims around the area. So if you get one, leave it on our doggy line, 216-3849 or 216 doggy.
This is definitely has been though.
A hot button.
A hot button. Yeah,
we call best phone line wins. All you got to do is call us 750-1061 with the clearest and best phone line. A couple obvious tips that people just don't really figure out every time we do this. Don't call us on Bluetooth. You're never going to win on Bluetooth.
No. Too noisy.
Pull over. It's not going to happen.
We have a couple players who are banned. They're barred from playing. Yes. Mike and Dean no longer allowed to play. They're too clear.
Yeah. All right. They have some sort of like government spy phone connection. It's unbelievably ridiculous.
Right. I don't know who's on the phone because I don't like to be biased to hear it first. I just answer quick and put them on hold. So.
Fair enough.
Let's go to it.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
That's not bad. What's your name?
Peter.
Hey, Peter. Are you calling from
are you
calling from a landline?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right. Okay. That always makes a difference.
A huge difference.
All right, hold on, Peter.
Yeah, that's solid. That's solid start. I got no problems with Peter.
That's a big line there.
Is that a big line?
A big line.
Big old thick line there.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, good morning, Shay. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Not going to be Peter. Sorry, buddy.
You don't like it. All right. Calling from underneath the sandbox.
Next one.
I don't know what that's going on. Hi, good morning, Shay. Hello.
No, it's definitely not.
That's not going to win.
That's a no line. That is a zero line. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hello.
What's your name?
Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce.
Yeah,
Bruce,
you're not going to cut it.
Got to cut you loose, Bruce.
You're like a farmer at the end of the day. You're a bit muddy there. It's not going to.
Good one, Chris.
That was amazing.
It's not going to work. Not going to work. All right, good morning, Shay.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Justin.
What are you kidding?
Tin can of string?
You call from the 1920s? Yeah. Get out of here.
Hey, garbage. Operator, put me through to Shay 106, please.
Hey. Yeah, the two-piece phone, you're holding the ear in one hand and talking.
Yeah,
it's garbage. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, morning.
Oh,
potential. You know, if it was just going to be cell phones, I think this one would have a chance. But it's really hard to beat a landline, you know?
It is, sir. What's your name?
Jeff.
No. Yeah, it's not going to work, Jeff.
With a J.
With a J. Okay. Oh, man.
Too bad you couldn't win.
Yeah.
Proper Jeff and everything.
Yeah, it was
all right.
Proper Jeff. All right, we're going to do one more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Morning. Brand new $1,500 iPhone here.
Yeah, it's still not as good as Peter's landline, though. Landline.
And there's some echo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just because I'm in Munster.
You think you could call us from Munster and win best phone line?
Well, I'm giving it a whirl.
Sorry, Will.
Hey, poke yourself in the eye for that one.
Wow. Right.
Get out of here.
All right, Peter wins.
Garbage.
Yeah, oh, Peter wins already. Peter.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No one's going to beat Peter's landline.
Close.
It's an exercise of futility after that.
Are we on the verge of banning landlines? I think we should.
Yeah, no more landlines. Because it's an obvious win.
Yeah.
So best cell line wins?
Yeah.
But how do we know for sure? Someone could say that on a cell phone. They could be lying and be on a landline.
Well, then they wouldn't.
Nah, you would know.
Peter, would you lie to us just to win a prize?
Never.
Yeah, see? Peter's
too quick to answer.
Yeah. So you think he's lying because he's too quick to answer?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I told you.
Well, congrats. You got $100 in Lotto. Could be worth 70 mil. Pete,
thank you very much.
We just want one each if you win, okay?
Okay. Not a problem.
All right. This is agreeable.
Good man.
All right, hold on, Peter.
Well, if you think he's lying about the phone line, he's probably lying about this, giving us a million, too.
Yeah, but we'll get his particulars and we'll find out where he lives.
What are we going to get?
His particulars.
Oh. He's got his particulars and we'll figure out what we get. That's what I heard. It's not what you said, but it's because you're wearing overalls. It's because you're wearing overalls
today. Yeah. Farmer J.
Yeah, you got your farmer mouth going on over there.
Yeah.
why did you wear overalls to a radio studio?
Because I'm working later on, doing some landscaping later.
Oh, really? Yeah, you did some real work.
Yeah. Some actual work.
What's that about? Why you got to do real work?
Helping out a friend.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, all right. So you're a good guy. Hey, listen, Goofy's getting sued, maybe.
Goofy?
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hello, Biggs and Barr Show. Sorry, we were listening to some Dougie lines. Circle time. Our bad. Listen, it's a spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention, and we share it. Who would like to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay, Jason. Barr.
I'd like to give everyone a nice congratulations you are still alive right now, because you have passed through the most stressful time of the day.
What do you mean?
According to a new survey, 8:15 a.m. is the most stressful time of the day for the average person.
I could see a regular folk that would be trying to get the kids ready for school, get ready for work, working, stressing with the day,
commuting,
getting traffic, all that stuff.
Driving, line up at the drive thru, new Tim Hortons lids.
Now, that is in contrast to the study last month that came out that said 5 a.m. was the most stressful time of the day. But I guess.
And that would make more sense for us.
Yeah. For us, for sure.
The alarm, even earlier than that, when the alarm goes off, it's mine probably.
But 8:15 for, I guess, your 9-to-5ers. Is the most stressful time of the day. So if you're still alive right now,
you're good.
Congratulations.
Nice. Till tomorrow. Speaking of stress.
You should set an alarm for 8:16. Sorry, Jamie, before you get going.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, yeah.
Every morning we'll celebrate.
It's the general area.
Oh,
not the exact time. Oh.
Sorry, what do you got, Jamie?
Researchers came up with a daily stress exercise that only takes 20 seconds. So let's say you hit 8:15.
You're feeling pretty stressed.
Man, I'm feeling stressed. They say, close your eyes and think of something that's bothering you. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach like you're giving yourself a personal hug.
All right, let me try.
How can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
How long am I supposed to hug myself for?
20-second hug.
Am I supposed to think anything while I'm doing it?
Yes, you're supposed to think
you
of
know what
a...
I'm thinking?
Close your eyes. No, close your eyes first.
Okay.
Think of a recent mistake, failure, or something that's
that
been bothering you.
That doesn't sound reassuring. It sounds...
Do you want me to read what you should think?
All right, sorry.
Then consider how thinking about it makes you feel.
This is making me more stressed.
Yes, I mean.
Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach like you're giving yourself a hug.
I'm already hugging
myself. I tried
it.
I didn't like it.
Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved.
Wouldn't you like try and like wrap your arms around your own body though? Like wouldn't that be more of a hug?
When you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. Yeah, you think you'd be like...
Yeah, like one of these.
This is making me sad at how little of my body I got, my fat body I got
so
wrapped my arms around.
That's why they don't do it.
So it's making me sad.
Chest, stomach.
Like, man,
Oh, we were talking and we missed the intro for circle time. Oh, wow.
Did it work?
Yeah, I don't feel bad about it at all anymore.
Yeah, well, you never do.
Did you feel bad about it to begin with?
Well, I felt the consequences.
Something happens like, on a daily basis, like three or four times. You've never changed. So, I mean,
but I feel bad about the consequences. Going to hear it from the big boss.
Yeah, see, that's different.
Yeah, but why don't you just feel bad about doing a good job as opposed to.
I think we all had a part in that one.
It's not our responsibility to watch the clock. Well, it's your responsibility.
You were listening to Dougie Lines, and we were captivated. We were captivated.
The man can never be wrong.
What are you talking about? We took that tip responsibly. F off, both of you.
Pass the buck pasty.
Hey,
you have the biggest clock in the room right in front of your face.
That's not our job!
Wait, are you supposed to sleep? Am I supposed to come over and blow in your ear? Time to talk.
No, just watch the clock, that's all. If you just watch the clock.
We were captivated by a Dougie line.
You gotta have
your priorities. That Chris was playing.
You gotta have your priorities.
Hold on, I gotta hug myself again.
Yeah. How's that working?
Don't yell at Chris and Jason.
Yeah, thank you. Take responsibility.
Can't not do it.
Speaking of responsibility and being goofy, looking at you. A woman suing Disney, claiming she suffered severe injuries when a cast member dressed as Goofy fell on her.
What do you mean, fell on her?
He walked into her, causing her to fall on the cement, and then he fell on top of her.
What was she doing?
She was bending over to tie her kid's shoes.
Oh, so the thing with the giant mascot head on didn't see her as she was bending down in his pathway to tie a shoe? And now she's suing him?
Yes, she is named Disneyland Resort and the individuals in the Goofy costume in her lawsuit.
Yeah. I hope she goes to jail.
Seeking damages for negligence, health care bills, and loss of earnings.
Ridiculous.
I mean, if you get body slammed by a giant.
She was already on the ground.
In a mascot costume.
She was on the ground. She tripped him.
Yeah. They should sue her.
Tying her children's shoes.
He's a mascot. He has no downward vision.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a mask? I know you've worn a mascot outfit a couple times. Yeah, you hitchhiked in one.
Yeah.
It's tough to see down.
It is tough.
And she was on the ground.
I'm not blaming the man in the costume. I just.
You're sympathizing with her.
Well. No, I'm not.
Hospital
if there's
bills.
No other side, if we're all just yelling at her, then there's no discussion here. I'm just trying to, play devil's
advocate. They should ban
her
from the park forever.
I'm assuming there won't be a good relationship. And everyone knows.
Disney don't play.
Yeah, Disney don't play.
No, no.
They're going to ruin your life. Don't take Disney to court. What's wrong with you?
Your Disney Plus will buffer forever, lady.
Hey, remember that guy that was pretty close running for president of the United States, and then he told Disney, the governor of Florida, and then they crushed his entire political career, and now he's basically selling cars or whatever his name is there?
I don't recall that story, but that sounds interesting.
Makes sense.
He's the current governor of Florida. He was going to run for, what's his name?
Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, Ron DeSantis. Okay. He was doing pretty well.
Oh, I didn't know
he
tricked
Disney. And then
he
went head-to-head with Disney. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and now guess where he is?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Surprised he didn't just take that lady down to
cars.
Underneath the garbage cans to the underground tunnels and get rid of her.
Yeah.
Sue us, will you?
Poor Goofy.
Disney don't play.
No. They don't play.
No.
They own everything, too.
You know, Walt.
Real bad man.
Yeah. Just his frozen head barking orders. Kill them all! Well, we can't just kill everybody
who disagrees with us.
We have to. We'll ruin her, but just not. We're not going to murder her. All right. Well, best of luck with your Disney lawsuit.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
All right. Dougie Line, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. You can call us and leave us a message on any topic. Some few of them got people going right now.
Well, we had a hot button about buttons the other day.
Yes, we did.
A button, hot button. And a lady has called in about women's jeans.
Yeah, seriously, you guys are complaining about buttons or zippers on your jeans? Try wearing women's jeans. We have like four buttons and a zipper we have to get through before we can even get to the bathroom. And just because ours is on the inside, not hanging out on the outside, doesn't mean we have to go any worse or any more than a man. Yes, so, don't complain about your jeans until you have to wear a pair of women's jeans.
Well,
Thanks, guys.
We weren't complaining about jeans. It was just a hot button issue. Yeah. Someone was complaining about buttons on jeans. Us, personally, we didn't. Also, I have a wife and she has jeans.
There's no difference between my wife's jeans and my jeans.
Other than the obvious size difference.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the same.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What do you got, four buttons and a zipper? What kind of psycho jeans are you wearing?
Does she wear just overalls?
My wife's all have one button and a zipper.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What do you mean? What kind of weird...
four buttons and like that up.
So there's a zipper under the buttons? Like, you undo the buttons and then there's a zipper underneath those buttons?
Did she call from medieval times? Like, is there some other thing in there?
Like, buttons up the side?
I don't know.
And then a zipper. Like, I don't understand why you have buttons. You could have the one flat button. Like, you could have a zipper, a top button, and then, like, one that covers the button. You don't think there's, like, a flap?
Oh, I don't know. This one looks... well.
It seems like an odd design. Picture.
Where are you buying?
It looks like there's... looks like there's buttons, like three buttons at the top, and a zipper leads up to the bottom of the three buttons.
Who would buy those?
Why? That makes no sense. Someone texted Chastity Jeans. LOL.
Yeah, maybe.
That lady did not sound like
it. Anyway, I'd buy different jeans, lady.
Yeah, you just buy, and there's lots of women's jeans. I've never seen my wife a pair of jeans that she owns that doesn't have just a zipper and a button. Yeah. Or buttons or a zipper. Like, yeah. I mean, like, it's... yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's awful.
It sounds like a you problem, not a mass problem.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're not really doing the research and finding the jeans that aren't made by some sort of puzzle master.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right, so the other hot button we had, obviously, is the new Tim Hortons lids.
Yeah.
The environmentally friendly ones that they're testing in Ottawa and Gatineau this week.
Pissing people off, boy.
We have yet to see them. We have Tim's here in the studio today.
That's just a plain old plastic
lid. Two different Tim Hortons, and it's their old regular standard plastic.
Anywho, we got a couple more calls.
Okay, let's hear.
Oh my God, these Tim Horton lids—they have got to go. I cannot do this. I spilled my coffee twice on the bus. The lid doesn't even stay on the cup, and it turns to mush in like 30 seconds. Terribly, terribly horrible. Like, seriously, who gives a shit about the environment when your coffee spills all over your clothes? What's the point of paying for that? Like, that's not just absolutely ridiculous. Like, seriously, done. So done.
Wow.
Okay, that's a bit dramatic. But if the lids are that bad,
they won't use them, I imagine.
They'll stop using them. And people just thought, I won't go. I honestly will stop. If I know that my lid's going to be a mush in 10 seconds, I just won't buy their product. Like, I just won't do it. So that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. You know? But
who gives a shit about the environment when your coffee spills all over your clothes?
Well, I see the frustration.
But, yeah. Probably should still care about the world.
She laughed a little.
She
a
did.
Small
she
chuckle.
Did. Yeah.
We got another one.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, about those new Tim Hortons lids. They're pretty horrible, but at the same time, if you double toasted them first, they might be a good replacement for your bagel. Have a good one, guys. Yeah.
That is
a funny take.
That's a new pronunciation of bagel.
Was it? Let me hear it.
Yeah, I've heard bagel, and some people say bagel, but this one's like bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Be a good replacement for your bagel.
What is a bagel?
Bagel.
That's just another way of saying it, man, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But you could ask for your lid double toasted, James.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that'll hold the line up.
Just give you a handful of charred paper, ash. Here you go. You also drink it without. I guess you can't drink it without a lid dry.
You can bring your own cup, I suppose. Do they do that? Will they fill up your own cup, or do you have to get?
I think they're back to doing it after the vid there. Because they wouldn't do it during the pandy.
Yeah, of course. The old pandy.
I still, you know, sometimes it's real hard to figure out what you're saying. Because the vid, I immediately thought video. Oh. He was talking about COVID.
Yes.
And then Pandy, I thought Panda Bear.
No, I got what he was saying. You just have a different brain today.
I have a different brain today. Yeah. Fair enough. I will take responsibility for not knowing his made-up short-form words that nobody else uses.
I've also used them like countless times.
The vid and the Pandy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got your creative brain on today. I could tell. You're thinking outside the box.
Well, if I would, then wouldn't I know what Pandy means?
No, that's outside his box.
It's his brain. Oh, his box. It's in his box. Okay. Yeah. I got to get in Jamie's box.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, can I come in your box?
All right.
We should go. It's a nice sunny day. Let's enjoy
it. Yeah, isn't
it? Let's leave on that high note there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sun is just a-beaming.
Yes, it is.
9 o'clock your next day for get paid payday thing. And our podcast on iTunes and Spotify every day.
Can't complain.
No, you can't. See you tomorrow, you son of a... The Biggs and Barr Show.